Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're trying to answer that question, you know, the one you always ask, how much is this web app going to cost? And you never get a straight answer, right? It's always this huge range.
Exactly, because it boils down to time and materials. That's really it. So our goal today is to give you a better handle on the three main price brackets, what actually drives those costs, and importantly, how you can keep your budget well under control.
Okay, time and materials. Let's start with time. What are the main stages when you're building one of these things, and how much does the time vary? Because it sounds like a lot.
It really does vary. There are basically four phases. First is the discovery stage.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you define what you actually need. Market research, documentation, getting everything clear. Could be quick, like 20 hours, or, you know, drag out to 200 hours or more for complex stuff.
200 hours just planning.
Wow. Getting it right up front saves pain later. Then comes the design stage. Prototyping, making it look good and work well for the user. That's the UX UI part. This can take a few weeks, maybe even a few months. But the real-time sync, that's the development stage, actually building the thing. The coding, setting up servers, quality assurance, testing. This is easily months, sometimes a year or even more.
A year, okay. I'm starting to see the cost range now.
And finally, deployment. Getting it live could be a few hours for something simple or days, even weeks, if it's a really complex system launch.
Right. So that huge time variation directly leads to those cost brackets you mentioned. Let's talk price tags based on, well, complexity.
Okay. We usually break it down into three. You've got your simple web apps. Think maybe $10,000 up to $60,000 usually takes, say, 1 to 3 months.
Hold on. 10K to 60K is a massive range for simple. What pushes it towards the 60K end?
Good question. It's often about custom design, maybe some basic integrations, even if there's no complex database yet. But yeah, it's a big jump.
Okay. Then what's next?
Next up is medium complexity. Now you're looking at, maybe $60,000 to $150,000, taking about 3 to 6 months. This is where you really need significant custom code. Custom UI, user logins, connecting to other services via APIs, maybe real-time data.
So like e-commerce sites or maybe a booking system. Where users are actively doing stuff.
Exactly. It's that shift from just viewing content to interacting with a dynamic system. That's the core difference in the cost driver there.
And then the big ones, the really complex projects.
Yeah, complex web apps. These start around $200,000, often much more. And you're looking at 9 months minimum, often longer. Think large scale systems like big company ERPs, banking platforms, social networks. Intricate databases, really non-linear workflows where users can go all sorts of different ways.
And I guess adding cutting-edge stuff like AR or AI just sends that cost soaring.
Oh, absolutely. Those features add whole new layers of complexity and specialized work, exponentially increases scope and cost.
Okay, so features and complexity are key. But you mentioned other factors, things beyond just the app itself, like the team.
Definitely. Team and location are huge. Who is actually building it, their experience level, and crucially, where they live. It makes a massive difference.
How big a difference are we talking?
We'll take a senior developer. In North America, you might pay, say, $90 and $150 per hour.
Okay.
Compare that to Africa. A senior developer rate there might be more like $25 to $60 an hour.
Wow. That's potentially 3 or 4 times the development hours for the same money? That's probably the biggest single lever outside the features themselves.
It often is. And don't forget other technical bits. Needing lots of integrations connecting to payment systems, social media that takes time, high security needs, you need specialists, more cost, making sure it works on every browser, every device, that's platform compatibility testing, and it all adds hours, adds cost.
So with all these variables pushing the price up, what can someone actually do to keep the budget in check? What's the practical advice?
Prioritization is key. Seriously, focus on a minimum viable product and MVP. Build only the absolute core features needed to test your idea in the market first.
Right. Validate the core concept before building the entire dream list.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Don't pour resources into the full vision until you know the basics work and people want it. Also, your tech choices matter. Using free open source frameworks like Laravel or Ruby on Rails, that saves on licensing. Plus, strong community support means less need for super custom expensive solutions.
At this point, anything else?
Yes, and this is crucial. Test early and often. Pay for thorough testing throughout the process. Fixing a bug early during development or QA, relatively cheap.
Ah, but fixing it after launch.
Exactly. Once it's live and tangled up with hundreds of other parts of the system, it becomes astronomically more expensive and time-consuming to fix. That's real budget poison.
Okay, so wrapping up, you now have a much better framework, hopefully, for understanding where these web app costs come from. It's time, it's complexity, and it's also about the team and where they are.
Which leads to a final thought for you to consider. Given that huge cost jump, say from simple at maybe $10 to complex, starting at $200 plus here, and knowing how expensive late-stage bugs are, if you're aiming for that medium app, maybe starting at $60, how much of your total project time should really be dedicated just to early frequent testing? How much testing ensures you stay closer to that $60K floor instead of spiraling up towards that $150 ceiling because you skipped testing early on? Something to think about.